Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of June 21st. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers Inn content. On the Gamers Inn, I have been playing Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart on PlayStation 5. Gotta say, that game is really good. It's so good. I don't want it to end. And I know some folks in the Discord were getting near the end and were trying to find more to squeeze out of it. And there is a lot of extra stuff in there to collect and stuff. But yeah, unlike Ubisoft games, it is not an endless experience of narrative treadmill. It kind of has a finite offering. So I am prepared to get to the end. I think I'm like 60% done, and I've been pretty good to do the side quests and collect stuff when it kind of pops up on the map. I just got the sort of like, here's where all the stuff is map that you get near the end, and I'll probably use that because I don't have time to look at a guide, and I don't have time to sort of feel my way through the game. But I am enjoying it. I'm having a lot of fun. I don't want to see it end, and really, there should be a discussion about how Sony was able to buy Insomniac Games for like $240 million. It's insane. You know, they are a multi-team studio. Anyways, what I'm saying is it seemed like a great deal for Sony to lock those guys in, and they are, as Whirlwind has said in the Discord, the reason to buy a PlayStation 5 right now, between Spider-Man and Ratchet & Clank. So, it's a really fun game. I highly recommend you check it out if you have a PS5. I like streamed a half hour of it, just kind of testing out some PS5 streaming. You know, part of the issue with streaming for me is kind of like the struggle of just like, oh, I got to set it up. I got to make sure OBS is working. I kind of like the idea of like a, hey, I'm pushing this button on my console. If you watch, great. If you don't, whatever. If I sound super weird on my microphone, it is what it is. And that's kind of what I'm thinking of trying out. Like, every once in a while, I wouldn't expect me to be doing it every night. But, yeah, I had some fun, and my daughter joined me because she would not sleep. And I know video games will help her sleep. But, hey, for the record, she went to sleep shortly after we stopped, or were told to stop playing games. And, yeah. It was a lot of fun, and I am going to finish Ratchet & Clank soon. I might be able to finish it for the show on Tuesday. Not that it'll change our conversation on the show, because obviously I don't want to spoil anything, so we'll see how that goes. But I am playing it, and I'll talk about it on the show. I also checked out some Xbox Summer Game Fest demos. I'm going to talk about one of them on the show, which will be Tunic, because that was the one I enjoyed the most, and I felt like was sort of the strongest offering in terms of a complete game experience. I feel like this one, like a lot of them, are probably close to being released, but this one was really like the AAA sort of indie experience that I want to talk about. Plus, it's a Zelda-like, so I can't complain. Although, when I explain it to Jocelyn, when I say it's like, oh, it's like a 2D Zelda game, looks really great, but it has like Dark Souls sort of aspects to it, in the sense that the game will reset every time you die, and you gotta go collect your coins. Although it doesn't really matter in the demo, because like, you're not really buying anything, you're just sort of moving through the demo. But it was fun. I liked it. Other games I checked out from the event on Xbox were Death Trap Dungeon, which was like a high fantasy FMV, full motion video game. It was okay. It was pretty shallow. It was like watching a movie, and it was like a movie, and you're just sort of making choices that goes through. Really high quality stuff. Like, it looked really great. Honestly, if you can check this one out, it's probably worth checking out if you're into full motion video games. I liked it. I don't know when it'll be out. It felt like they had a small snippet, you know, shot and ready to go. And it was high production values, so it was pretty cool. I could see it being interesting. Another indie that people are, you know, indie darling is Sable. It's like this game where you are in the desert and you're sort of a coming-of-age adventure. I didn't get very far in it. Honestly, it just didn't click with me. It had this, like, really weird animation style that just didn't kind of work for me, but I might need to give it another chance. So if I'm wrong about Sable, let me know, because maybe I didn't get far enough. And a game I know I didn't get far enough in was Lake, which was, I saw today, described as a mix between Crazy Taxi and Life is Strange. To be honest, I did not get to the Life is Strange portions. I mainly got to the point where it's like, oh, this is a mail carrier simulator where you have to make sure you're delivering parcels to the right address. And then you're going in and talking to the person. And they're like, oh, are you new here? Like, no, I'm new. Well, I used to live here, but I left 20 years ago. But now I'm back and I'm delivering mail. But I'm not staying. I'm going to be gone in 2 weeks. Oh, I said that 20 years ago, too. And look at me now. I'm running the general store. And I'm just like, this isn't interesting. So I'm going to go play Ratchet. And again, I could be wrong. Bounced off it pretty quick. So yeah, if I'm wrong about Sable and Lake, let me know. I'm more than happy to take that feedback. But Tunic was great. If you have a chance to check it out, I think the demo is limited time, so you might not hear this in time, but definitely check out Tunic. Put it on your wish list. It is fantastic. Really cool game. Feels great. Plays great. And that is going to bring us to our Xenoblade Chronicles 2 update corner, which is a long title with no bumper, so I have nothing of no fanfare. But I did play Xenoblade Chronicles 2 this week, and I have what I think is a pretty substantial update in terms of I did some work on getting some rare blades, just kind of working through my summons and stuff. I managed to summon both a Dahlia, which was one of the characters I was missing from a common core, and a rare blade that someone told me that is probably unlikely for you to get, which was Cosmos. I got Cosmos, I guess it is called. So I got Cosmos, I got Dahlia, and I also got Herald by spam collecting. It's this one where you have to offer blood-like items to an altar. So yeah, I got Herald. So there you go. What else did I get? Oh, and I'm trying to save up 500,000 gold to get Shiba, which is the only other rare blade that I haven't summoned yet. And, you know, outside of the ones that are obviously available in New Game Plus, I'm nowhere near that stage. But I think for next week's episode, I'm probably going to be talking about continuing the story. I'm heading up the World Tree to meet Jin and stuff, so that's kind of where I'm at next. Hopefully that's what we'll be talking about next. Summoner's Call, we took a week off. Eddie and I had some family obligations, being, you know, Eddie had family in town, and I had got back from a long Father's Day sort of traveling around, seeing everybody, so I was exhausted, and we just got new content in the game, so we're going to be talking about that next week. We have new summer heroes in Fae. Those are all based on Three Houses, which is funny because we're doing Three Houses in Game Club, so look forward to more Game Club. And we did not take the week off because Fire Emblem was not mentioned at E3, although fun fact, it did get a slight nod in that new WarioWare game. There's a tea drinking micro game in WarioWare. So that's your Fire Emblem news at E3. I don't think I'm going to mention it on the show just for fear of upsetting some excited folks. Although, a bit of a tease, if you are looking for Fire Emblem content and you want, that isn't Fire Emblem, but is old school Fire Emblem, is Dark Deity, which is a new game that launched on Steam. Seems to be getting very high reviews, well supported by developers. It's already seen 4 patches since its launch, launched over E3. And I gotta say, a couple people in our community are playing and they've had very strong, positive thoughts to share on it. And I hope to get my hands on it soon to kind of share my thoughts on it. That'll probably be a Gamers In and Summoner's Call update, but I'll let you know when I'm ready to share more thoughts on that game when I get a chance to check it out. Speaking of upcoming games, Dark Alliance is coming tomorrow on June 22nd to all platforms outside of the Switch, and it'll be on Game Pass day one, so check that out. Mario Golf Super Rush is coming to the Switch on June 25th. Scarlet Nexus is coming to pretty much everything except for the Switch on June 25th. So if you're not a Switch owner, you have something to play. Doki Doki Literature Club Plus is coming to everything on June 30th. That's that, that game. that game. That's all I'll say. Those who played it, they know what I'm saying. And those who haven't are like, And it's really cryptic. So, yeah, it's not even a game I can recommend. It's a game you should know that it exists, I guess. Is that the... I don't know. It's a tough one. I don't even remember how I talked about it on the Gamers Inn, but I'm pretty sure I was like, I can't recommend it just because I don't know. But it's out there, and it's an interesting experience. So if you're into that, you can go check it out. That is Doki Doki Literature Club Plus, which I guess is a bit of a suggestion that you go play it, but didn't hear it from me. All right, that's going to do it for this mini. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.